So defensive expansion. So this is when a business has to expand so that it'll survive. This is also known as defensive and includes the following. So reduce costs. So this will help generate economies of scale. So these are the benefits that a company gets as it becomes larger and more efficient. It helps to reduce the average cost, thus a more competitive price can be charged. So economies of scale is when the unit price of a product reduces as you buy more of it. Number two, survive economic shocks. So the bigger the business, the stronger it'll be, and the businesses are able to survive upset in the economic business market. So for example, a recession. So if a recession happens, the bigger the company, they'll be able to survive the recession. Increase in interest rates. So if the interest rates increase, that means then you're going to have to pay back more on any debt that you have out with banks or investors, and any new legislation that might be brought in or anything that's brought in from the EU. Reduce risk. So a firm may produce new products and or enter new markets. This is to spread the risk as to have not have all eggs in one basket. This is also known as diversification. So not diversification is an important term. So it's when you don't have all your eggs in one basket that you've got different products in different sectors or different markets. So Toyota products would include the likes of trucks, cars and forklifts. Apple then, they'll have watches, iPhones, computers. Produce raw material, protect raw material from suppliers. So business may take over a supplier of raw material. This is done so that they can secure their source of raw materials, and it's also known as reversed integration. So FICE purchase their own banana plantations. So if a company is supplying us with raw material and they're going to go out of business, we might buy that business. So we'll have a constant supply of raw material. Protect labor shortages. So large firms can affect to recruit more qualified and experienced staff. They do this by offering better pay, working conditions and promotion prospects. And then elite competition then. So firms will often try to emerge with or take over firms. They do this to eliminate the competition. This means that the business gets more of the market share, so they become bigger. So there are reasons for defensive, because they have to expand. So reduce costs, survive economic shocks, reduced risk, protect raw materials, protect labor suppliers, and eliminate competition.